with the elders, brothers, and sisters. In the main verses that we recited at Masjid al-Tarawih, in one specific verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, very clearly, very boldly, he says, "Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut." Every soul, every person shall taste of death. In the latest book of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Wa ma ja'alna li basharin min qablika al-khuld." And we have not made eternity for any human being on this earth. Somewhere Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Aynama takunu yudrikum al-maut walau kuntum fi burujin mushayyada." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wherever you are on your appointed time, you will be gripped by death, even if you are in solid forts. Somewhere Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Qul innal mauta alladhi tafirruna minhu fa innahu mulaqikum." The saying to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the death from which you flee will ultimately catch you. That is why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in one hadith, one sahabi Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu says, "I came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ashir ashratin." That I came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a group of 10. فَقَامَ رَجُلُ مِنَ الْأَنصَارِ When Ansari stood up and he said, "O Prophet of Allah, مَنْ أَكْيَسُ النَّاسُ وَأَحْسَنُ النَّاسُ O Prophet of Allah, who is the most intelligent and the most wise? So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, أَكْثَرُهُمْ ذِكْرًا لِلْمَوْتِ وَأَكْثَرُهُمْ إِسْتِعْدَادًا لِلْمَوْتِ That the one who is the most intelligent and the most wise is the one who remembers death the most, but couples that with preparation for life after death. أُولَٰئِكَ الْأَكْيَاسَ الَّذِينَ ذَهَبُوا بِشَرَفِ الدُّنْيَا وَكَرَامَةِ الْآخِرَةِ Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, these are the true intelligent people. These are the true intelligent people, those who prepare for the life after death. Furthermore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that verse says, وَإِنَّمَا تُوَفَّوْنَا أُجُورَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ That all of you will be given your full dues on the Day of Judgment. The Day of Judgment, my respected brothers and elders, is a day of justice, a day of recompense. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, another place in the Holy Quran says, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى That person who does an atom's worth of good deeds will see the result of that on the Day of Judgment. And on the other hand, the person who does an atom's worth or an atom's weight of evil deed, he will see the result of that on the Day of Judgment. In one place Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that فَمَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ فِي جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدُونَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, speaking of the Day of Judgment, says that that person whose good deeds outweigh his evil deeds, this person will be successful. And on the other hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, save us all, that person whose evil deeds outweigh his good deeds, then this person has earned himself the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forever and ever. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues the verse by saying, وَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ فَقَدْ فَازَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly says that that person on that day who is saved from the fire of hell and is made to enter into paradise, this person has made it and this person is successful. True success, my respected brothers and elders, does not lie in this world, does not lie with the degrees of this world or the material things of this world, but true success lies on that day when that person will be made to enter into paradise, that person will be successful. And my respected brothers and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ends the verse by saying, وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ That the life of this world, this temporary short life, is a life of deception. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that created this world, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that created the system of this world, the system of the day and night, the system of the season, the system of us growing up, and the system of our entire life, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that the life of this world is nothing but deception. Another place Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِنَّ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانِ لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ That the life of the hereafter is the true and ultimate life, if only we knew. If only we knew and had the conviction in the life of the hereafter, my respected brothers, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that if we knew and we understood the reality and the shortness of this life, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, If you knew what I knew, you would laugh less and you would cry more. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to understand the message of the Qur'an and bring the message of the Qur'an into our daily lives. And that is why, my respected brothers and elders, for the reality of this, for the conviction of this to enter into our life, we go in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We strive with our health and our wealth to go in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that the conviction of the hereafter comes into our life. May Allah guide us.